least 12 people have been wounded after a bomber blew himself up near the entrance to a music festival in the German city of Ansbach. Officials have identified the attacker as a 27-year-old Syrian man. Police have evacuated 2,500 people from the area. German police say a machete attack in the city of Reutlingen by a man that left a woman dead did not bear the hallmarks of a terrorist attack. Police have arrested the suspect, identified as a 21-year-old Syrian refugee. Two people were also wounded in the incident. In the U.S., thousands of demonstrators, including pro-Bernie Sanders supporters, rally in Philadelphia ahead of the Democratic National Convention. Protesters voice support for Sanders and disdain for Hillary Clinton, who is expected to be picked as the Democratic Party's official nominee for the November presidential election. The International Olympic Committee has decided against a complete ban on Russian athletes from the Rio 2016 Games over the country's doping scandal. Moscow welcomed the decision, expressing optimism that the country's athletes will pass the IOC's extra doping tests. A new scandal has hit the French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve. A senior policewoman in the city of Nice has accused Cazeneuve of harassing her into reporting false information about the July 14th terror attack. He rejected the accusations, threatening to sue the officer for defamation of character. Turkey's main opposition party leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu says those who were behind the July 15th failed coup must be tried lawfully. Kılıçdaroğlu also warned against torture and ill treatment of detainees under the ongoing state of emergency, saying such actions could deepen divisions in the country. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government have carried out fresh attacks against Daesh terrorists in the coastal city of Sirte. Troops pounded Daesh targets with artillery shells as they pushed closer into the city center to retake it from Takfiris. Israel has set up concrete roadblocks at the entrances of villages around the West Bank city of Bethlehem, imposing severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinians. Tel Aviv says the measure is in response to an alleged attack on an Israeli vehicle last Thursday.